Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Science of Yes with your hostess, Pam Heath, the Yes Coach. Each week, Pam will speak about the energy of yes and how you can use it to create an extraordinary, prosperous life that you will absolutely love. Pam has spent a lifetime building and leading transformational programs and is passionate about making abundance available for everyone's yes. Callers are welcome, and we invite you to like Pam's show before leaving the program. So open your heart, open your mind, and be ready to receive what is possible from your friend, the Yes Coach.
Good evening, and welcome to the show. This is Pam Heath. I'm the Yes Coach, and I'm here every week to talk to you about the science of yes. The science of yes is my process that I use, and I base it completely and absolutely on the belief that I have that you can have anything you want in life as long as you're willing to say yes. And I believe that the word yes is not just about the semantics of the languaging of yes, see, da. It's not about the word. It's about who you are saying the word. You believe in a positive mindset that you can have anything you want, and you can absolutely have anything you want. I'm certain that a lot of people in life understand this. It's a law, just like the law of attraction. The law of yes says that it is the world that is given by the universe granting whatever wish you have because you have the power, the courage, and the audacity to ask for it. So say yes, no matter what. Say yes to courage. Say yes to love. Say yes to you, whatever career you want to create and invent for yourself. Say yes. I'm a life coach, but I'm also a business coach, and I specialize in working with transformational practitioners and people who provide services to other people, who empower people, who help them in the areas of well-being, spirituality, and transformation. These are the people I focus on, and I help them to create a business from what they're most passionate for in life. And in creating that business, that they actually run it as a business and not as a hobby. So, you know, in other words, you don't have to go work a full-time job in order to do what you love in life. When that thing that you have the most passion for can absolutely subsidize and bring the revenue in that you need to live the life you love. So by design, you can create the life of your dreams if you say yes. So that's, you know, pretty much it in a nutshell. I want to talk a little bit tonight about yes coaching and what it provides and why it's so strategic in what you're up to in life. I noticed that, you know, I have a lot of things that I'm into and read and listen to. I love when I'm driving. I drive quite a bit. I drive around seeing clients. I do a lot of things in my car. So because of that, I listen to audio tapes and books a lot. But lately, I've been listening to YouTube. And in listening to YouTube, I noticed that there are a lot of people out there who are speaking about the various things that we today are dealing with. And because of that, I'm particularly aware of when people are talking about the sign of the times or what's going on in the world. Right now, there's a gentleman who has caught my eye, and I really, really love the way he speaks and what he speaks to. And I'm particularly, I'd say, intrigued by what he has to say about millennials. His name is Simon Sinek, and he's got quite a few talks on YouTube. He has some TED Talks, and you know, I highly recommend that you listen to him. But why I bring him up today is there's a talk he did that was particularly useful, and I'm going to talk a little bit about the topic that he was speaking to. And if you want to learn more about Simon, Simon Sinek, S-I-N-E-K, Google him. He is the flavor of the month right now. A lot of people are listening to him. And you can find a lot of yourself in what he's speaking to. And the things that I wanted to point to that he talks to about when it comes to millennials and how they operate. I coach a lot of people, and I have a couple of clients who are millennials. And it's important for you to understand that anything you want in life, you can have it. And it's most important that you build towards it. Any dream is possible. I don't care what you look like. I don't care how old you are. I don't care your race, color, creed, or you know, what's going on with you. You can have what you want in life. But you do need to take actions towards getting it. It does need to be something that you have a goal towards striving to get. And one of the things that I deal with the most is a lot of entitlement that people have, that just because they want it, they can have it. And actually, they're supposed to have it, and you're supposed to give it to them. And that's not necessarily going to provide you with much in life. If you're going around thinking that, it reminds me, this just popped into my mind, and I have my own show, so I get to just say what pops into my mind, because that's the way it goes. When you have your own show, you can do the same thing. But I remember the Staple Singers had this song that was actually quite good. And one of the verses was something along the lines of, the world doesn't owe you something just because you're here. And it's a very, very good line in that song, because the world owes you nothing just because you're here. Just because you're good looking, or just because your last name happens to be Kardashian, the world owes you nothing. And what you want to be really clear about is that the world can give you everything. Anything. Everything. Anything that you can create in your mind, you can have. And it is as simple as that. And it doesn't get any simpler. So I want to speak to that. You know, I believe very strongly in the law of attraction. And the law of attraction is a fundamental part of my teaching and my guidance. And when I'm coaching clients, especially life coach clients, I have a program I call Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise. And in that program, I take people who are very lost and who are struggling in life, and I help them to build the foundation for a life that they are designing inside of Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise. Healthy, it's going to be very hard for you to live a powerful, joyful, enthusiastic life if you are not fit, if you are not well, if you are struggling with high blood pressure, heart disease, if you're overweight, if you're not fit. So I help with a program to start to get nutritionally fit, to start to add to your life the things that are going to help you be healthy. And inside of that, it's part of what I'm speaking to with regard to the law of attraction. Now, you may or may not have seen the film, you may have read the book, you may not have, but it's very hard to meet anybody these days that hasn't heard of the law of attraction. Essentially, the law of attraction is a law of the universe. I believe in it strongly. It is a law that says that the universe resonates at a certain frequency. And when you say you want something, if you focus your intention on having that thing, you will get that thing. And it is guaranteed. And people who live their life by and promote the law of attraction will all agree that there is a science in the universe for providing and manifesting that which you want in life. And I'm here to tell you it is absolutely there, and you can count on it. So here's the piece of the law of attraction that a lot of people forget, or rather not forget, but they fail to instruct people in. And it's critical if you're going to be a practitioner of manifesting things inside the law of attraction. You have got to take action. If you want to win the lottery and live happily ever after, you have got to buy a lottery ticket. It's as simple as that. They're going to call your numbers unless you've given those numbers to them in advance of them pulling the number. You have to take action. And the actions have to be correlate to whatever it is you say you want. So, for instance, I'll give you a really good example, an example that every day I see time after time after time. If you are waking up each morning and creating vision boards and creating, freehand writing and morning pages and praying and asking and demanding from the universe that you lose weight. This is something that you're committed to. This is something that you're striving for, and you're determined to get it no matter what. You are absolutely 100% on top of the whole manifestation of losing weight. If you are committed to releasing that weight, you are going to have to take action. It's not going to happen no matter how many hours you pray about it, no matter how much you think about it. You have to get out there. Losing weight, if you are overweight, is a function of burning more calories than you are taking in. Diet and exercise will lose weight, period. If you're not willing to do the work, and even if you are willing to do the work, but don't do the work, you are not going to lose weight. Now, you can manifest, and you can pray, and you can intentionally, visualize losing weight. Unless you get up and put on some workout clothes and some Denny shoes and get out there and start walking, or get out there and start, going to the gym and get out there and cut out the banana splits and all the junk food that you're eating, you are not going to lose weight, not the healthy way anyway. So you just want to understand that the passion that I'm expounding right now is so critical for you to understand that part of manifesting what you want in life is taking actions towards those goals or commitments. Actions correlate with the commitment. So don't say, I'm committed to losing weight, as you wander into Baskin-Robbins, because you're not going to lose weight in Baskin-Robbins. Don't get me wrong. I'm not undermining Baskin-Robbins. Baskin-Robbins and I are good friends, known each other quite a long time. What I'm saying is, if you're committed to losing weight, you've got to take actions toward losing weight that are correlate to losing weight. In other words, don't say what you want and take no action toward creating the reality of what you want. And that's a major, major portion of practicing manifestation using the law of attraction. Part of my science of yes is the law of attraction, and taking actions is a critical part of it. So when I train people in my Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise program, in the healthy portion, I have them look at their lives nutritionally and see what they need to do and how they need to do it. I'm on a very specific program myself with green smoothies and nutritional products that are vegan-based and incredible. And, anybody that wants to find out more about the healthy lifestyle that I promote in my Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise program, you can reach out to me. You can either write an email to me to ask me, Pam, I heard your show. I want to hear more about this conversation about healthy and your Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise program. How can I learn to be more healthy and fit? What do I need to take on? Drinking green smoothies doesn't sound like fun to me. What's the access to taking the actions that you're talking about inside of manifesting, releasing the weight I want to lose? My email address is pamheath@yescoachforyou.com. That's Pam Heath, my name, PamHeath, at yes, YES, coach, COACH, the number 4 and the letter U.com. pamheath@yescoachforyou.com. You can write to me there, and I'll write you back, and we can set up an appointment. I promise you, even if you decide you don't want to participate in my Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise program, I promise you, I can give you access to what you need, the tools you need to guide you into the healthy aspect of your life so that you can take on health and well-being, guaranteed. So reach out to me. Once again, the address is pamheath@yescoachforyou.com. I look forward to hearing from you. If you have any questions, or if you want to call in and talk to me online, live here on my show, feel free to do so. I look forward to it. I always like talking with the guests. I am a person who enjoys empowering people to reach for their dreams. There's nothing that excites me more than when someone who thought that they had given up on their dream rediscovers it, because they have given themselves permission to dream again. So if you'd like to speak to me, I'd love to speak to you. The number to call is 323 646-642-1207. And you can talk to me here now on the air, Pam Heath, the Yes Coach. And we can talk about the energy of yes and how you can use it to create an extraordinary, prosperous life by design. When I talk to people about what they're struggling with, a lot of times what they bring up is fear. And I'm not talking about the kind of fear that you feel when your life is in danger. There's a specific kind of fear that gets in the way of what you're committed to in life. When you're dreaming about or hoping about or wanting a certain something different from what you have. Maybe you have a full-time job, and maybe inside of that job you're unhappy or unsatisfied. And deep down in the background, what there is a commitment. A commitment to actually start your own business or be your own boss or be somebody who has access to doing that. But you're afraid. And that's the kind of fear I'm alluding to. The kind of fear that makes you feel like you're not qualified or you're not trained or experienced enough to actually start a business on your own. Completely and absolutely your own boss. What would it look like if you had your own business? What kind of products would you sell? Would you have a store? Would you sell your services? Do you think about these kind of things? I love when I talk to people who actually consider, what would it be like for me if I started my own business? If I were the boss and I named it and I opened a bank account and I deposited money that I earned on my own and I was in charge. I was the boss. I was the CEO. I'm the one who's on the cover of Inc. magazine or Fortune 500. Have you thought about that ever? Has your life ever, ever been given over to the fantasy, the dream, the vision of owning your own business? Well, I had that vision. I've had it all my life. I was somebody who did really, really well working for other people and helping them to become a more viable, powerful, productive company. I was the consummate. I was the consummate sergeant, never the general or the admiral, the sergeant. I could get productive. I could get people productive. I could get people the morale up. I was really, really good at that. If people were like down in the dumps or they were unhappy, I could get them up, you know, for life. That was my forte. And I some point in my career years ago, somebody told me, Pam, you're such a yes. And it kind of stuck. And they started calling me the yes girl. And I'm, by the way, not a girl. I'm, let's just say I'm on the other side of 50. But at the time, I was in my 40s, and they still called me the yes girl because I'm one of life's little happy campers. I see the glasses half full. I see the silver lining on every cloud. I'm just one of life's little happy people, and I'm naturally that way, and I admit it. It's not like you have to be one of life's little happy campers in order to participate in the science of yes. You don't. As a matter of fact, it's fine if you're not. But what I will offer you is that when you look on the brighter side of things and when you embrace the positive mindset that I offer you, you'll find that life lands a different way for you. Listen, let me tell you something. There's this consummate, finite amount of time that we have here on this planet. I promise you, it's not, you know, forever. Each of us has a limit as to how long we're going to be here. And you want to take advantage of every single moment. You really do. I really invite you that you can take on anything you want. And if you're not clear or you're not sure what you want, give me a call and let's talk about it. Let's kind of like see if we can flesh it out for you and see what that dream is all about. Let's find out if I could start my own business or if I could coach other people, what would I provide or what service would I offer? Would I, you know I deal a lot with people who are, what's the word, spiritual. They read tarot cards or they do readings or you know, wellness coaching. They're very transformational and spiritual minded. And I call that transformational practitioners or conscious professionals. And those are the people who I do the most work with. If you're someone who has that going for you, if you see yourself as someone who provides, I have a lot of friends who provide these kind of services, and it's really, really important that, well, that you understand that what you're providing is an essential part of people's lives, that you can actually help people to make decisions in life that are difficult for them. You can help them to gain clarity in what they're up to, and that part of what you are doing is providing value. And when you provide value in life for other human beings, you yourself are valuable, and your services are valuable, and you should be compensated according to your worth and value. So a lot of times I grapple with people who struggle with that concept, that their value or their worth has a monetary connection, that they can actually charge for the services, that it doesn't have to be free just because it's spiritual. Your heart-based business can fund your life. What you provide is a valuable service. So I invite you, like no kidding, I invite you to look at the possibility of being your own boss, starting your own business, and what it will take and what you need to take on in order to have it happen. I'm not someone who's going to soft pedal or not be straight with you. I'll give you the direct, honest coaching on how to get your business started and how to make it successful, let's say, effective. And it's really important that you relate to yourself as somebody who has something to offer, somebody who can actually be counted on to provide what the world needs right now in this chaos and political climate. It is really, I'm not kidding, it is really important that you be willing to put yourself out there and let the people in the world know what you have to offer. They're waiting for you. In some instances, they're desperately waiting for you. Whatever you have to offer and whatever you have to share, it's wanted and needed. So once again, I say, anything you want is available in life, anything at all. All you have to do is say yes and open yourself up to receive it, and you will receive it. And why I have this podcast, it's kind of like this. I could just say, you know what, this is my phone number, give me a call, and we'll talk about what's available in life so that you can have that and everything will be hunky-dory and just, you know, sit and wait for my customers to show up. But the reason I have a podcast and the reason I'm putting it out there is because I want you to understand that there are people out here who are taking definitive action so that you can get where you want to go and you are committed to being, that you don't have to look hard to find us, that we're here. I'm here every week, and that if all you have to do is call and get in communication, and we can have a dialogue that'll get you started on the pathway to your business, and not just your business, to your life. Your life can be exactly how you picture. You can actually create for yourself the opportunity for your life to be a yes, for your life to have what you want. And it isn't that difficult. It really isn't that difficult to manifest. But it does take commitment. And it does take consistent action. And it does mean you have to be willing to put yourself out there, that you have to have the courage to say, yes, I want this, and say exactly what it is that you want. You have to be willing to ask for what you want and know and have faith that you can have it, that there's nothing that's going to stand in the way of you having it. And so that's pretty much what my message is, and that's why I'm here every week. And sometimes people call in and ask questions, and sometimes I just sit here and talk about my process and hope that people are listening. And either way works, but I'd much rather talk to you. So again, I'm just going to remind you, the phone number here is 323-642-1207. Give me a call and let me know if you have a question about the science of yes. And it could be that you do have a question, but you're not 100% sure how to ask it. Well, this is what it looks like. Pick up the phone and dial 323-642-1207 and get on the line with Pam Heath and tell me what you want. And when you tell me what you want, remember the universe is listening too. And what the universe will hear is what you say you're creating for your life. I'm thinking about what it would be like for you to get the support you need to get where you're going in life, regardless of how you feel about it, whether you think you can or not, whether you feel like you can or not, that you actually take the actions correlate with your commitment to start your own business and be your own boss. And I'm thinking about what would that be like for you, you who are listening to me, and whether you're listening to me live or whether you're listening to the recording of this show, you know, the thing that's there for me is, what would it be like for you if you had an opportunity to actually go for and have the life of your dreams? What would it be like for you if you had that available? So I want you to ask yourself that question. What would it be like for you if you had the opportunity to start your own business and have your own business, and what would you need to give up in order to do that? And never mind for the moment money. Finances seems to be the major stop for most people. They work full-time or part-time, however, or wherever they work. They work a regular 9-to-5 job. And what's there for a lot of people is, when am I supposed to find the time to work my own business? What about, you know, my product? What about my services? How do I go about, you know, getting it together? What do I do? How do I do it? Well, I can answer those questions if you're interested in the answers. I'm interested in giving you those answers because I'm interested in seeing you succeed. I think that the sign of the times that we're coming into is that a lot of people want to own their own business. A lot of people want to have what they, the effort they put into their workday come back to them and not necessarily to another human being. Like they're tired of working for someone else and having that person benefit from their work product and receiving a check based on what that person thinks they are worth or what their value is, that they actually, the money that they bring in is the money that they earned with their own effort, and they don't have to share it with a middleman. So what I'm offering you is the opportunity to think about what it would be like for you to take that on, to actually create for yourself your own business, your own opportunities. And you know, I'm offering you that with the most sincerest of effort to be here every week, to give you access to what it is to live inside of a powerful context in life. There's a lot of contexts in life. You know of them. You've seen them. You have friends, relatives, lovers who have a context that life is hard. And their context that life is hard is what gives them their attitude in life. So they go around life with a chip on their shoulders. A chip, by that I mean that they seem to have anger a lot, anger at life, anger at people. Sometimes they take it out on you. And sometimes they actually are unhappy about that. Their anger turns into depression. And they sit around, you know, moping and unhappy. And sometimes you don't know what to do about it. You want to do something. You want to make a difference. And you actually can tell that there's something there that they want to change, but they don't know how to change it. And all that's there for you is you feel hopeless and you feel lost in the face of their depression and their despair and their unhappiness. And you really, you don't know what to do about it. You don't know how to deal with it. And so you say to them, you know, what can I provide? What can I do? How can I help? And a lot of times they don't know what to say to you. And they don't say anything. They don't create with you what you can do, how you can make things different for them, or if you even can make things different for them, and you're frustrated. And, you know, you may or may not know people like that. Or you may have people in your life who maybe they're not unhappy, maybe they're not, you know, depressed or angry or sad. Maybe they're people who are positive thinkers, and maybe they're people who seem happy all the time, and maybe you find yourself irritated with them because they're happy all the time. How dare they be happy? Life sucks. Maybe that's the source for you of irritation and frustration because you don't like the fact that they're being that way with you. Or maybe there's another thing that could be going on with them. A lot of people, their attitude in life is one of resignation. It's like, well, you know, 1% of the entire planet is wealthy. The rest of us are, you know, the 98-99% of the people who are not. Some of us are very ordinary, and life is never going to be great for us, and we're never going to have, you know, what the haves have. We're the have-nots, and that's just the way it is. And sometimes people who are in that space where they come from is, well, oh, well. What am I supposed to do about that? There's nothing I can do. I can't dream because I'm ordinary, I'm normal, and I'm never going to have an extraordinary life. And maybe that's the way it is for them. And, you know, maybe you're surrounded by people who are very narcissistic, that life is all about them and there's not a whole lot of room for you. You know, I wouldn't be surprised to hear that you might have people like that in your environment. A lot of times people who are empathic, who, you know, the people that I distinguished earlier, the transformational practitioners, the conscious professionals, people who are care about and feel emotionally very deeply and very strongly tend to attract narcissistic types because they love so deeply and because their emotions resonate so powerfully. Narcissistic people flock to them like moths to the flame. So if you're surrounded by those types of people, they're very dominating. And when they dominate you, they suck your power and they drain you and they keep you from being focused and they keep you from being as powerful as you know yourself to be. And you don't have to let that happen. You don't have to be frozen in fear of people like that because the reality is the reason they're attracted to you is because of your power. They love... it's like a vampire that is draining your life force. So if you're that kind of person, and you know if you are, if I'm talking to you, you know that I'm talking to you, then you need to know that the reason that they're draining you is because you have so much to give. So you want to be very, very particular about who you share your gifts with, your emotional power, your ability to resonate at a powerful level is a gift, and you don't want to waste your gift on someone who's not going to empower you in return. Your relationship with people as an empath and as someone in life who resonates energy in a powerful way needs to be symbiotic. When you're in partnership with other human beings, you need to give as good as you get. Or if you let yourself or allow yourself to be dominated, what's going to end up happening is you're going to be drained of life, and then they're going to wander off and find their next victim, and you'll be left without a life. And I would not like to see that happen. If you're caught in that cycle, you know, you can reach out and get supported. It's very hard when you're at rock bottom in a cycle like that and you haven't been able to break the cycle. It's very hard to do it on your own. So that's another good reason to reach out and ask for help. It's nothing to be worried about or ashamed about if you have to ask for help. You know, it's actually very, very understandable. You want to be somebody who gets what you need in life, and you don't have to worry about what people think about your needing support when you're in a relationship that's very toxic and very draining for you. It really is a function of you being willing to get what you need, because what you provide in life is valuable, and you are valuable, and you don't want to be stuck in a relationship that doesn't empower you. So part of living the life of your dreams is allowing yourself to be someone who is empowered in life. And life can be joyful, satisfying, and fulfilling. Life doesn't have to be one drama after another. And I know exactly what that's like. If you're in that cycle, you can break yourself out of that cycle. It really is possible for you to live the life of your dreams. In order to do so, you have to take charge. You have to be someone willing to have a life. You know, and it starts with you determining right now that that is what you are going to do. You have to be very, very self-aware. You have to be very, very willing to work on yourself. Ask yourself these powerful questions. What am I happy about in my life right now? What about that thing that I'm happy about right now that makes me happy? And what about that thing that makes me happy? How does it make me feel? Answer this question in your mind on a daily basis, constantly querying yourself, what am I happy about? What makes me happy? How do I feel about that? Be present to appreciation and gratitude. Always, always remember to take a time in the day. You know, I usually do it in the morning when I wake up. Just an opportunity to be grateful, to be alive, to have the life you have. I know that life isn't perfect, and there are things that are happening in your life that may not make you proud, but you are alive. And think about people in Las Vegas, and the people in Puerto Rico, and the people in Texas who lost their homes, lost everything. Think about what could be happening versus what is happening. And I invite you to be grateful. Be grateful for what you have and what's available. Be grateful that you're alive. And inside of being grateful, be proud. What in your life are you proud of? Are you proud that you didn't go off on somebody when you totally could have, and it was available for you to go off on them, but you held your peace? I congratulate you. I'm proud of you too. You know, just look in your life and be proud and be appreciative. And take a look, you know, on a daily basis at what your commitments are in life. You can have a life you love, and you can have a life that you design to be happy, satisfied, and joyful. All you have to do is be willing to create it and then take the action to have it come to be. So you want to be your own boss, and you want to have financial freedom, you want to be fit and well. Well, these are the things that you can totally have out of life. Like, no kidding, like Willy Wonka granted you your every wish. But in order to have those things, you have to be willing to take the actions that are correlate with those commitments. And the actions that are correlate with those commitments that you have to have those things are sometimes actions that you don't want to do. And here's the thing that I've learned about that in my life. A lot of times that with what you want really the most, I mean the most, are the things that you don't want to do. And isn't that something? What would it be like if you wanted to do all the great things, but all the stuff, the dieting, the exercise, the running, the walking regularly, all that stuff that's really good for you, most of the time you don't want to do it. And that's the thing. And all I'm saying is that if you're willing to do what you don't want to do, then you're open to having anything you want. And if you're willing to dream and actually articulate those dreams out loud in public to whoever will hear them, then you're willing for the universe to manifest those things for you, guaranteed, I promise you. You have to have the courage to be willing to say in life, I want this, I want that, and be specific. The universe is a practical joker, and you never, never, like no time ever, do you want to speak with your lips anything that you don't want. The universe is listening to everything you say, and the universe doesn't hear the word no. For some strange reason, the universe, somehow when you say the word no, all the universe hears is what you said without the no. So for instance, if you were to walk outside and say, I hope it doesn't rain today, for some strange reason, the universe only hears, I hope it rains today. And it may very well make it rain because you asked for it. The universe doesn't hear no or anything in the neighborhood of no, meaning don't, not. All those words that are in the neighborhood of no, the universe doesn't hear. So never speak with your lips that which you do not want. The universe will hear you say it and deliver it as quickly as possible. For some strange reason, the universe is a practical joker and thinks if you put the word no in front of something, you want it twice as bad. I don't know why it thinks that, but it does. So don't speak with your lips. That's what you do not want. And always say specifically what you want so that the universe can deliver it accurately. So if you want a new car, don't just say to the universe, please deliver me a new car. Say to the universe, please, I would like a red Honda 2018 Civic as soon as possible. Thank you much. Giving you what you want. All right, so we've talked a little bit about what it is to live your life inside of your commitments and take actions based on your commitments. And we've talked about people who have different personalities in life and that sometimes they go out of their way to put their thoughts and their personalities on you, like there's something you need to do about how they are in life. So I encourage you, if you are someone in life who is wanting to manifest powerfully, utilizing the law of attraction, then I invite you to participate in the Science of Yes, which is very much grounded in the law of attraction, and take the actions correlate with the things you say you want in life. If you want to be a great cook, get in the kitchen and start cooking. It's not going to happen because you wish it into being. It's going to happen because you get in the kitchen and you start cooking. Let's say you want a new boyfriend or a new girlfriend. I'm saying this because I'm assuming you don't have one now and you're just trying to trade up. I don't recommend you trade up by manifesting a new boyfriend before you've completed with the old one. But let's say that's what you want. It's very, very important for you to understand that a new boyfriend or a new girlfriend is not going to become available to you just because you ask. And please, manifest away. It's kind of like in that movie, The Field of Dreams, where they had the line, if you build it, they will come. If you say you want to have a new relationship in your life, a new man, a new woman, whatever, you can say you want that, but you need to get out in the world so that a new man or a new woman can come into your environment. They don't drop into your house from the roof like Navy SEALs. You have to get outside of your apartment or your house and go out in the world and actually meet people so you can figure out which one of them the universe is going to deliver to you with a bow and a pretty card. Here's your new, you know, relationship, just like you ordered. You know, it doesn't work like that. So if you want a new relationship and you want to manifest that and you're actually praying and visualizing and doing everything right, then here's a little trick that I've learned that will open you up to receive. When you go out in the world, if you're single and available, again, I'm going to put this little disclaimer in here because I don't want nobody going out, you know, stepping out on their significant other and then saying, because Pam told me to do it. And then they're looking for me because I just sent you out to go find a new lover. You should go into the world. And as you walk about your day, going to the post office, going to the grocery store, here, there, and everywhere, every person, and I'm speaking to you inside of who you are attractive to. If you're a lover of men, do this with men. If you're a lover of women, do this with women. But every single person, regardless of what they look like or whether they're your quote-unquote type, who meets your eye, who looks you in the eye, when you look back at them, you wink and smile at them. Okay, did you catch that or did that go over your head? Let me tell you one more time. You, whoever you are listening to me right now, when you go out in life, and you see another human being that is of the gender that you are interested in, whether they're single or available, whether they're tall or short, whether they're fat or skinny, whether they're hairy or, you know, hairless, if they look you in the eye, if they catch your eye, if they look at you and you look back at them, you're going to smile and wink at them. And you're going to keep on going. Now, when you do that, something's going to happen. Sometimes the people will smile and wink back at you. Sometimes they'll run over there and try to talk to you. Whatever it is that happens after you smile and wink is up to you. If you don't want to talk to the person, don't talk to them. If you want to talk to the person, talk to them. But you're going to notice something interesting happen, and I'm not going to spoil it by telling you what's going to happen, but something's going to happen. If you do what I ask, the way I ask you to do it, you go out there and it doesn't matter. You're not judging and evaluating who you're going to do this with. You're just going to do it to every single person who catches your eye, who looks you in the eye and you look back at them. You're going to wink and smile at them. And I'm going to give away something about this little exercise. You're actually flirting. That's what you're doing. You're flirting. Now, it doesn't mean anything that you're flirting. Flirting is actually an flirting with people of doing anything else but winking at. Absolutely going to happen. You just open yourself up to receive. And I promise you, you're going to get a couple of dates out of it. I promise you. I don't care if you're a man on this call listening. I don't care if you're a woman on this call listening. You are going to get some dates out of this. I promise you. It works every time. You're not looking for a date. That's not why you're doing this. You're doing this to flirt. All you're going to do is wink and smile and keep going wherever you're going. And sometimes they'll wink and smile back at you. Sometimes they'll look at you like, who the heck are you, you crazy person? Sometimes they'll follow you and say, hey, wait. What's your name, sugar pie? They're going to flirt back. And if you turn around and they're flirting back with you and you decide, this is an intriguing person here, let me flirt a little bit more, you're opening yourself up to receiving and you just meet Mr. Right. I don't know if you're going to meet Mr. Right. I don't know if that person, you know, Miss Right, if it's a guy who's listening. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm telling you, I promise you, I guarantee you, something's going to happen. So try that on. This is an action that's correlate to the commitment that you have to have a new relationship in your life. And if you give up all the conversations that are coming up for you about what I just said to do, and you give up all the things, but what if, and what do I do if, and how do I do, and what do I say, give all of that up. All I'm telling you to do is wink and smile at people. Just keep walking. Do it for 2 weeks, no matter what. Just keep walking around doing your thing, going to the post office, going to the grocery store, and somebody looks at you in the eye, and you look back at them, wink and smile at them. That's all I'm telling you to do. Wink and smile. Wink, smile. Wink, smile. Wink, smile. Just do that. And all of a sudden, something's going to happen. And when it happens, I challenge you to call me back and tell me what happened. And don't call me back and say that somebody slapped you, because if you wink and smile at somebody and they slapped you, that's important information. Okay, that is important information. You just dodged a bullet. Because can you imagine somebody getting offended because you wink and smile at them? Boy, it's a good thing you didn't get into a relationship with that person. You got that handle right out the beginning. This is not somebody you want to be related to. Woohoo! Aren't we happy? I told you I was a glasses half full kind of gal. So what you want to do with this that I just offered you is take this exercise on. Just wink and smile at every single person that you meet. And sooner or later, you're going to start opening yourself up to receive invitations, whether you're a man or a woman. You're going to start, I don't care how old you are either, and I don't care what you look like. You might have this conversation, well, I'm not that good looking. Well, I'm going to tell you something, and this is from my heart. I don't care what you look like. It's not about good looks, Barbie doll looks, Ken doll looks. It's about your heart and your soul and your willingness to be open to receive affection. There is somebody out there for everyone. There's no reason for you to be living in some kind of conversation call, I'm not good looking enough for somebody to want to go out with. Fooey on that. If nothing else, I'll go out with you. Call me up and ask me out. But I'm just teasing. You can get a date. So hit me up and let me know how that went. Wink and smile. Wink and smile. So I'm really curious, and I really want to hear from you. Yes, indeed. I want it. And that is what you do. You can have anything you want, and you can even have the man and a woman of your dreams. The funny thing about wanting something and asking for it, a lot of times people's desires, when they articulate them, this is funny to me, but it's not funny. It really isn't. It's kind of like this. If you don't say what you want, how can you possibly expect the universe to deliver it? You have to be willing to ask for it all. You can't get caught up in feelings that you shouldn't want it. You can't get caught up in embarrassment or shame about what you want. Say you want a good-looking girl or a good-looking man. What's wrong with that? Say it. Say it out loud. Say it really proud. Say it loud enough so the universe can hear it and deliver it and manifest it. But like I said, while you're saying it, while you're asking for it, while you're demanding it from the universe, you have to take actions correlate for you to have that thing. You have to be willing to get out there and roll up your sleeves and do the work and do the things that are necessary to have you have those things. It's kind of like Rocky when you see that scene where he's running up the stairs, you know, it's like they're just pumping you up with what he's going through to be the champ, to be the one, to be the person that's going to win that fight. And the thing that's just so inspiring about that story with Rocky is when you I know it's been years for me since I even saw the original Rocky, and I might even be speaking on this show to people who've never seen the original Rocky. But the interesting thing is that he did not win that fight in the first film. He did not win that fight. He lost, and yet the entire audience were bouncing out of their chairs and screaming and shouting for him because he went the distance. He actually went the entire round, the whole 10 rounds, with the champion, some nobody fighter out of Hoboken. He went the full round with this guy, and because he was the champion and nobody won and nobody lost, by default, the champion wins. But Rocky stayed in that fight, and he did not go down. So even though he lost that fight, he won the respect of everyone there that he actually went the entire fight without being knocked out, without being knocked down, without being beaten. So, you know, that is the passion that I'm delivering right now, that life will not beat you if you go the distance. If you're willing to roll up your sleeves, if you're willing to do the work necessary, if you're willing to take the actions that are correlate with your commitment to have the things you want in life, then you can definitely say, yes, I want it. The people who coach with me, my current clients, will tell you, because I constantly say this to them, over and over and over again, if you do the work, you can have the result. No way you will not get what you want. Guaranteed, you will have anything you want. That's the thing about it. Life will deliver when you say yes. When you say no, life still delivers. It delivers no, and it's as simple as that. It's not complicated. Say yes and have it all. Say no and have no. Whatever you say you don't want, the life that you are creating is coming right out of your mouth because the universe delivers on what you say. So don't say no, say yes. Listen to me every week here on Blog Talk Radio as a part of Spirit Talk Community. You can learn all about Spirit Talk Community by going to the New Age Guild website. The New Age Guild, the new wonderful directory for all spiritual practitioners. You can learn everything you need at the New Age Guild. I highly recommend it. TheNewAgeGuild.com. Come visit us there and be sure to follow the science of yes. When you listen to us on Blog Talk Radio, clicking the button that says follow is like hitting the like button on the social media, Facebook. It lets Blog Talk Radio and it lets us know that you want more, and you'll keep in touch with us when we're on the air. So please, follow the show, The Science of Yes, and Pam Heath, your yes coach. Take a moment to go visit thenewageguild.com. You can find any spiritual practitioner or conscious professional that you're looking for in the areas of spirituality, wellness, and life coaches. This is Pam Heath, the yes coach, signing off one more time on a Thursday night. Take care, and don't forget to say yes.